Hey, morning, it's Monday. I shouldn't be recording this really because the amount of stuff I've got to write today is astronomical. But anyhow, I've got this thing in my head. I'm writing my Twitter profile sense and nonsense. I don't know if anybody's kind of noticed that before. Because I like the fact that in some ways life seems terribly sensible and then in the same stroke it's complete nonsense at the same time. And one way in which it's been making me kind of smile in the last week. So I told you I went to the Rework conference, see previous tweet about dying. Tweet? Audiobook. About dying and are we trying to stay alive forever? Another thing that kind of struck me was this balance of life risk and companies not taking risk and the reduction of risk in general. So what do I mean? So, for example, I met some guys who have created robots that go up wind turbines because they heard in a pub some wind turbine engineers talking about how dangerous it was to keep scaling the wind turbines. And so it makes more sense and you can cover more wind turbines if the guy stands on the ground and sends robots up and two or three robots go up and scan and see where the problems with the wind turbine might be and come back down instead of a guy scaling up, which all makes perfect sense. It's jolly sensible and you know, is about making the work of those people safer. But then on the other hand, we got people who are kind of willfully throwing themselves off of mountains with kind of, I don't know what those suits are called, where they, you know, they kind of jump and open their arms and then glide down to the ground. And so anyway, it makes me smile that increasingly, particularly in Europe, I think, we are becoming more and more health and safety conscious and we want to plug in and reduce risk and not kill ourselves and not do this and not fall over and not bump our health and not die. Well, preferably don't die while we're at work because somebody has to pay for that then. And then on the other side, we've got this constant risk, and I had that we willingly, you know, willfully throw ourselves off of things. I don't personally, but some people do. My next door neighbour is a hang glider. Just, you know, it's bonkers, really, isn't it? Fly off a thing with a bit of a silk to make you fly. So, and it reminds me of a conversation I had with a friend of mine in Manchester who designs playgrounds for children, and paradoxically now has to design in some element of risk because they noticed that as they made playgrounds safer and safer with all these soft things to land on and, you know, swings that don't swing too high, the kids actually were falling off and it had no impact on them. So they fall up, jump up and run away, which is fine, you think, except that they've noticed that children really aren't learning to deal with risk and manage danger like that. So he was saying about, you know, they were starting to build in big rocks where people could actually like climb up on them and fall off and hurt themselves and therefore learn that climbing on rocks and falling off hurts. So anyway, so that's kind of like, you know, in some ways we look at these things and it's all terribly, terribly sensible, you know, don't, you know, that we streamline manufacturing and we don't hurt people in their process of work. But then it just makes me smile that then my work life gets safer. And rightfully so, I'm not saying that it shouldn't. That on the other hand, people choose to go and do things that put themselves at risk. Bye.